And I an epic track from
that was great.
Alice Cooper from the album Killer.
Yeah.
That's the one that came with the calendar. But of course, the following year was out of date.
Yeah, of course. It's only ever released in Belgium and Holland, though, as a single. Never actually was released outside of Holland.
I'm amazed it was released as a single because it lasts over 8 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
The first time I heard that, I was on my RSW16 cycling down Amberley Slope with my transistor radio, listening to it on medium wave, and I thought, who is this? I hadn't got a clue it was Alice Cooper. I thought it was Led Zeppelin.
Amazing.
I thought it was Led Zeppelin the first time I heard it.
It's very, very, very prog rock, isn't it, for them?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so I did eventually discover that it was indeed.
He said on the sleeve notes, apparently, it was their attempt to show they could play prog rock.
We will return to Alice Cooper in future programmes because there is so much that we could be playing. Meanwhile, if you've had enough of hard rock, heavy rock and prog rock, here is Astrid Gilberto. And it's it's her rendition of a track that I think it was originally Chicago Transit Authority. My colleague will no doubt dig this out. Only the Beginning is the title. And this lasts 8 minutes 31 seconds. And
sit back and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Time for change. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah.
flitting from musical style to musical style. We began with Astrid Gilberto from album. Strange title. The date was released apparently September.
September the 17th, 1969.
And wasn't it a gorgeous?
It's an interesting album, that. One of the other tracks on the album was which carried on her tradition, because she'd already done several Beatles tracks, and that she also on that album recorded Here, There and Everywhere. So that's an interesting fact. What other tracks were on it? She's done a nice version of Light My Fire, so it's well worth looking out that album. September the 17th, 1969.
Yeah, it's a weird title. I can't get my head around that. You'd call your album that.
It was recorded and released on the same day.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, she was a bit busy girl that day.
Yes.
Following on from the Rolling Stone, Sympathy for the Devil, let us listen to another change of direction for us in today's programme. This is by a guy called Momus. I think he might be from Austria or Switzerland. And this is called...
Before you continue,
yes.
Going back to our previous thing, you're quite right. That song that we played previously was indeed from the Chicago Transit Authority, written by Robert Lamb. They obviously dropped the Transit Authority and became better known as Chicago.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, this is Momus. This is I don't think we've played this sort of music so far this year, Les. This is called The Hairstyle of the Devil.
Thank you. with the luck and the hairstyle of the devil. Strangest face, you try to make me out, and when you meet me finally, your horns will lock with mine, for the beast rules with rivalry, as the clock rules with time, for the beast rules with rivalry, as the clock rules with time.
Yeah.
Interesting couple of electronic music pioneers there.
Yeah, so that was called Sea Green Serenades by the Silver Apples, dating back to at least 1969, and preceded by the White Noise with Your Hidden Dreams from their Electric Storm album. Was the kind of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop doing midnight manoeuvres behind the BBC's back. And we also heard Momus and the Hairstyle of the Devil.
Momus, also known as Nick Curry, he quoted a thing called that on the web, everyone will be famous to 15 people, which is, which you know, from the Andy Warhol thing, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes.
Yes.
He was also well known for his interpretation of Jacques Brel very there was a Belgian singer musician, what was a French-Belgian style of actually talking rather than actually singing, if you know what I mean. That was the thing that came out of that. And he adapted it, and that influenced Mark Harmond and several others. So that's why, if you listen to the lyrics of that, it's very similar to the sort of stuff that Mark Harmond and the Pet Shop Boys and a load of other people put out at the time.
So do you think, Les, that we've got 15 people listening to us?
I would hope we have. White Noise were, and also the Silver Apples there, were pioneers of early synthesized music. So I suppose they White Noise was forerunners of the Brit synth, you know, synth pop, which came out a bit later on with Depeche Mode, the Pet Shop Boys. I think they owe a lot of what they did then to White Noise and also Silver Apples. Incidentally, Silver Apples had an album called Contact.
Yes. Yeah.
Which had they used what looked like a Pan Am logo on it. And Pan Am actually took them to court with a massive lawsuit. And actually, it bankrupted them, and that ended the band's career because they'd used their logo illegally. So there we go.
That's rock and roll for you, Les.
I know.
Let us go off in another direction now to Slipstream. Who sent me?
Oh yes, we played them.
Yeah, this is called Filthy Burrito. Filthy is spelt with a PH. It's an original piece by them. They describe it as a jazz rock piece with Zappa style vocals.
Huh?
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
It's raining today, and I'm just about to forget the train window girl that wonderful day we met. She smiles through the smoke from my cigarette. It's raining today, but once there was summer and you, and dark little and sleeping late afternoons. Those moments descend on my windowpane. I've hung around too long, listening to the old landlady's hard luck stories. You out of me, me out of you, we go like lovers to replace the empty space. Repeat our dreams to someone new. It's raining today, and I watch the cellophane streets. No hang-ups for me. Cause hang-ups need company. The street corner girl's a cold trembling leaf. It's raining today. It's raining today. Thank you.
not what you'd normally expect from Rush.
Oh.
Cygnus X2, eh? Because the Canadians often end sentences with eh.
Yeah.
And that is from A Farewell to Kings, the bonus, one of the many bonus discs with the box set. Yes, and during that tune, Les wrote to me, familiar sounds of shortwave listening days. And I sent a few sequences of numbers to him.
No.
Yes, and Les wrote back, yes, the East German Secret Service numbers station. And it's true.
Well, you know, I only figured that out recently. I used to hear this thing. It used to come on and read out a series of numbers in German.
Ein, zwei, ein. And you sat there for hours listening to them, didn't you?
Yeah, you used to listen to an hour for them in the background, not realising this was the East German Stasi sending messages to their spies. How bizarre was that?
Well, we've certainly flitted from subject to subject and musical genre.
But that was a great track from Rush there. Quite bizarre, but quite different for them. And yeah, it was amazing.
And prior to that, it was Scott Walker. That's a track called It's Raining from Scott 3. And that was somehow kind of inspired by what we've been playing here.
Yeah.
And we began with Slipstream.
Certainly wasn't Joanna, that's for sure.
No. Some hardcore medieval rock from those medieval babes, Shirley and Dolly Collins. Showing the full extent of the medieval orchestra. This is called Glen Logie. Sent for the footman that run by his side.
In the meantime, you're faced with 7 hours of crap from Bent. Much.